Welcome back to Racing Pulse. Always great to find out a winner from Rob Hickmont's stable, especially when I'm sure he's got one today at Cranbourne. How are you, Rob?
Very good, thanks, Nicky. You, mate?
That's good. Hey, before I ask you about today's winners, how's Django, Freeman and Shabao going?
Yeah, look, very, very happy. Very grateful to Lord and Nick Williams who have let us bring those two horses up here to have a nice little sabbatical away from the training tracks. And, look, it's just amazing. Probably the upgrades he's done since I left have been just mind-blowing. And to be able to work on a pristine surface every day, it's going to be so beneficial for the horses, both physically and mentally. And, very, very grateful to Nick and Lloyd for the opportunity to let us back into the place that's got so much history in. And the horses are absolutely in heaven.
Well, you've won a couple of cups, so you know it well. When do we get to see them first back to the track?
Look, Django, he'll be a little bit later in September, early September, and probably second up into the Turnbull, just to measure him up and see where he fits in the scheme of things. Shabao will need to run 2,040 first up at the Valley on the 22nd into the handicap on the 12th, the 2,500 at Flemington, and then Edward with the Bar coming. So a little way off, but it'll come around quick. Look, just so blessed to have these tracks and the facilities to be able to put the soft skies into them and whilst building the lung capacity up the hill, which is quite evident what we've seen so far.
Well, exciting times ahead. We'll look forward to that in the future. But what about today? Have you got a winner for us? You kick off the program with Miracle Day in race one. What do you make of its last run?
Yeah, look, he dropped his head out of the gates. Very uncharacteristic of the horse. And whether the saddle pinched him or whatever did happen, but the first furlong and a half, he dropped his head on Craig and... obviously, then Craig gave him a bit of a dig up and he took hold of it and he made a big race move and obviously petered on his run. But his first up run had plenty of merit running into Anthony Freeman's horse. He went on to win a listed race in Sydney and she looked terrific that day at that invincible filly. And he's matured both physically and mentally, the horse. He's going to bump into a pretty hot field there today. The sound's coming out of... Euroa there with Hayes horse. I think that's just going there for a kill, so it must be showing them plenty, and they've got plenty of benchmarks to line him up, and obviously it's the one to beat. If he could run a place today, we'd be more than happy, but the horse has got nice potential going forward.
Okay, what about a Clear Breeze who's just joined your stable as well?
Yeah, first up, we're still learning about it, but she pleased in the last jump out of Caulfield in very heavy conditions. I think the soft six will suit her better. Maybe the track itself crammed, but she'll need plenty of room when she does make a move. Probably going to need to get out clean air at the 700 and wander into a big action. And just hope the races, the track's playing fair and not to the fence, and horses can make a bit of ground out wide.
You got Frankly Harvey. Any hope in the fifth?
He is. Yeah, he's ready to go. He's been behind the eight ball in fitness levels. Throughout his whole preparation with the track conditions and, that's an old horse looked after him a bit, but he's fully wound up now and makes his own luck. Joey's just said that, he jumped a bit awkwardly, but when the starter said clear when he was behind the gates, he thought he said jump and he jumped and hit his head and then the gates did open. So hopefully he can get away clean today and he's got that beautiful long back straight there to ease across and... as I said, he makes his own luck from the front, but he'll be very hard to hold out, I think, at nice odds.
Geez, a good price too. Is he your best of the day each way?
You know what, I think he is. The first horse, I'd take him over any of the other three, but, this horse is so tough and reliable, and, I think today's conditions will suit. And as I said, he's at peak fitness there to say, let's go.
Good luck today, Rob.
Thanks, Michael.